Zimbabweans are exchanging harsh words on social media platforms like Twitter and Facebook, with some saying Pastor Mawarire was not supposed to leave Zimbabwe, while others claim that he made the right decision to go to South Africa to protect his life and family. In a stinging tweet, Higher Education Minister Professor Jonathan Moyo wrote today, I quote, "One lesson from the saga of Pastor E's betrayal of his hashtag movement is that leadership isn't about selfies." But Abby Pisa and several others immediately shot back, saying Pastor Mawarire did not betray anyone. Pisa wrote, I quote, "If he had, ZANU-PF wouldn't be obsessed with him. You say betrayed us by stealing our children's future." End quote. This is the kind of debate that has set social media and streets of Zimbabwe on fire. In the streets of Harare, one of Pastor Mawarire's supporters, Celine Eunice Nyakutsika, now believes that hashtag this flag movement was just a conduit for him to leave the country for greener pastures.
I think Ifan Mawarire was just an opportunist. He just used the masses to climb the ladder of success and to gain popularity, which he did. And I'm sure he got the visa that he always wanted, and he's happy now where he is. We saw him crying buckets on TV the other day, the world TV, and I think he was trying to attract the investors out there, and he did. I think now he's getting all the money that he has always wanted.
Yeah, views were echoed by Worship Dumba, who said he's no longer sure whether Pastor Mawarire of this generation church, which is operating in his absence, is a true pro-democracy activist. For Dumba, a fighter should always be with the people and should never leave the battlefields despite threats to his or her life.
But now, what bothers most people is why he has decided to leave the country. Because a true fighter will always fight with the people. That's why we can see people like Robert Mugabe spend some years, 10 or so years in jail, because he was with the people then. But now him just saying a thing, and then after going to court where he was actually even acquitted, he decides to leave the country. Then now that actually bothers many people. A good fighter should always be with the people.
During the liberation struggle of the 1960s, nationalists like Joshua Ngomo, Morton Malinga, Robert Mugabe, Jason Siapapamoyo, Herbert Chitepo, and several others left the country in fear of their lives while living in exile. So fierce has been the debate over Pastor Mawarire's departure that people have come with various theories about him. Some allege he's a ZANU-PF activist, while others believe that he has played his part in creating space for Zimbabweans to carry on with their struggle for democracy. Zikamai Bere, a human rights activist, said Pastor Mawarire had an obligation to keep himself and his family safe, and that is why he left the country.
This is a struggle for everyone. As a human rights defender, I think Pastor Ivan Mawarire has got an obligation to defend himself and his family. If there are credible threats against his life, as a human rights defender, I do feel he has an obligation to keep himself safe for the sake of his family, for the sake of his wife, for the sake of his children. He has that obligation, and he is not the first one who has done that. And also, as a citizen, I think the call to martyrdom is not a call that other men should call upon other men. The call to martyrdom is the call that God himself calls, and it's grossly wrong for anyone to ask somebody to die for a cause. I think a person has to make that decision themselves. And as far as Pastor Ivan Mawarire is concerned, I think he has done fairly well in terms of raising consciousness. And I think it's an option, an opportunity for Zimbabweans to be grateful and to encourage him more, even in the face of
On the other hand, Harare resident and political activist Wisdom Mugagari urged Pastor Mawarire to return home, even in the face of adversity, continue the fight against all forms of oppression against the citizens.
But unfortunately, he has decided to go outside the country to relocate for his safety. And it posed a lot of questions from a number of people that why is he out, yet he started a very good campaign. If he's genuine and real, let him come back home. We start again. We work together with any other pro-activists who believe in democracy, who believe in good governance, who believe in human rights. So if Mr. Mawarire is genuine, come back home, brother. then we go ahead with the campaign. We fight from one corner so that we make things happen.
The hashtag This Flag Protest Leader was not immediately available for comment. He once told Studio 7 that he is not seeking political asylum in the United States. Pastor Mawarire, a technician, started his movement by posting a video online a few days after Zimbabwe celebrated independence, saying he was prompted by his failure to raise school fees for his children to use the national flag to question what is going on in the country. The 39-year-old was arrested by police after July the 6th protest that led to a complete shutdown of Zimbabwe, but charges laid against him of attempting to subvert a constitutionally elected government were dropped by a Harare magistrate. He decided to leave the country a few days after the court case, with indications that his life was in danger. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.